the minor prophetic books. God has never ceased to provide adequate heads up to his people on the shape of things to come. However, it has always been the few that respond and take their stand. The majority are ignorant, sit on the fence, or remain complacent, indulging in the current life with disregard to the future. The 12 minor prophetic books, written from 850 BC to 430 BC, warn of impending judgment with a glimmer of hope for the remnant. The pre-exilic prophets of Israel are Hosea, Jonah, and Amos. Hosea's dalliances with the prostitute are an object lesson to Israel's adulterous affairs with God and God's willingness to forgive. Jonah's power-packed message transforms Nineveh, winning them to repentance. However, the attitude of the people is found wanted. Amos, the shepherd, illustrates God's word as the plumb line, the benchmark to achieve. In the midst of rampant slavery, greed, and mistreatment of the poor, he reaches out to the complacent, spiritually lazy, and hypocritical nation. The pre-exilic prophets of Judah are Obadiah, Joel, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah. Obadiah speaks of judgment to Edom. Joel talks of judgment as an invasion of locusts, as well as the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Micah's theme is right living and obedience, and condemns false prophets and hypocritical religion. Nahum speaks judgment to Assyria. Habakkuk's pain at the gross injustice is lightened by God's promise, "The righteous shall live by faith." Zephaniah's message covers judgment and restoration. The post-exilic prophets are Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Haggai strengthens the remnant with God's assurance of his presence and spirit. Zechariah, in particular, covers end-time prophecies of the renewed nation of Israel. He talks of the mourning for the pierced one, Jesus, of idolatry cut off, of the remnant, of the millennial kingdom where nations come to worship Jesus as king, of holiness throughout the land. Malachi sets the stage for a new dawn with Christ's birth, when the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. Few are prepared for the way Christ makes his appearance in our world, though it matches biblical prophecies completely. Hundreds of prophecies in the Bible have been fulfilled. All power and glory belong to Christ. Are we in allegiance with the strongest power on earth and heaven? Do we stand out like the prophets, ready to speak the truth to an unreceptive people to win them over to the victory side?